Yeah.
I like that.
Man. Yeah.
I'm Mac. Chintel.
I'm gonna fuck around and lay a verse down. Oh, he wanna talk,
check
man.
It, check it. Listen.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm Mac. I feel something odd about me. And Alexis, man. How y'all doing? What's on the menu today? What's the caseload looking like?
We back, man. This is the Judge Us Now podcast, Courthouse of Public Opinion. We got my boy Damon here as usual.
What's that? Him
too.
Sipping that mud water.
And yeah, we got
sponsored by mud water this week
for real.
We got a caseload on our desk. How y'all feel about social media and shit?
Ooh, yeah, this is going to be a good one, man. This is going to be a good one. Social media is like the double-edged sword, bro, like the gift and the curse. You know what I mean? It's like we need it, but
we don't.
We don't, but we do. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think, it's tricky, man. It's just like, just as far as like how people use it, you know what I'm saying? Like it's not... I feel like it went from being something for like promotion to just people just doing fuckery shit now. You know what I'm saying? Like
took over.
Like clout is the new shit, you feel me? And like when I was telling you earlier about even the social life and social media, and that's kind of how I meant it by like people don't even know how to interact with each other in person.
Mm-hmm.
But they know how to communicate with each other on social media. You know what I'm saying? They know what this emoji means and like all this, just like a whole nother.
It's
all world,
a new language. You know it's a whole new language, new way of communicating. It's
ideas to be social, right?
Yeah.
isn't that the general idea of why they create all this stuff?
Right? Yeah, pretty much. But I think kind of what you're saying, it just transformed. And even the people that created a lot of that shit, if you watch all your documentaries and all that, they kind of say the same thing.
Like don't use it.
Yeah, it was created for one reason. And then now people kind of, it's just exploded into this whole thing where it's just this almost make-believe world. You know what I'm saying?
And I knew personally, like, I was kind of getting like that. Just not with social media, but just always on my phone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just always like feel like I got to do something until one day I was at work and I had drove by the bar station. And I just looked, and I literally seen every single person at the bar station looking down at their phone. And I'm just like, damn.
That aha moment, huh?
Yeah, ever since that day, like, I told myself I would never be on my phone if I'm around people. You know what I'm saying? So every time I'm around people, I always got my phone in my pocket, and I'm just either trying to start a conversation or I'm just doing my own thing. I'm not finna act like I'm busy, because people just get on their phone and act busy.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want nobody to talk to them or whatever the case is.
Good reason. But, yeah, don't talk to me. I got so much going on right now. I can't
they do that little hand still like, hey. Hold up. Wait a minute.
I got a confession, man. Y'all gonna love this. Boy, back in the day, like when Hilltop, when the mall, was that motherfucker still there? I don't know what's going on with it, but.
Yeah, it's still there.
Bro, just from being out and, you know, and doing what I do, always people asking, you know, oh, bro, I'm trying to get this, this and that. Bro, I used to literally walk through the mall. Like, I just walked, you know, to a couple stores or something, and I for sure was that person, pulled out the phone, ain't talking to nobody. Ain't talking to nobody, but I would be able to, oh, shit, there goes somebody. I know they're going to bother me about some shit. So I would do the little spin move, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, what? Like, act like I'm talking? Man, so it really got that bad. So I just had to add that because you was talking about it, you know?
You never have been guilty to an awkward social interaction where you don't know nobody and you're like, well, you just be on your phone, but you ain't got nothing to do on your phone.
Yeah,
you just start going through the settings and what do I got? Like, oh,
I seen a little meme like that recently when he was just like in calendars and shit.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
He was jumping everywhere like,
exactly.
Like, get me out of here.
Yeah, but Nacha, and I know that feeling, but it's just like, man, sometimes you just gotta, you know, you just gotta talk, you feel me? And, you, I don't know, just break the ice. Shit, you can get to know somebody. It just seems weird. And that's what's crazy, that people think that you weird when you, like, having a conversation, you feel me? Like, Like, you could open a door for a female, and she would think, like, ugh, like, damn, I was just being nice. I just came in, I was just holding
bro,
it for you.
That shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, or you ever ask a girl if you can call her, and they, like, offended? Like, yeah. You want to talk to me? Like, yeah. What?
I can give you my Instagram, okay? Yeah, you can start there.
Yeah. You can text me, and I'll text back three
baby
days
steps.
Later.
Baby steps.
And I remember even when MySpace came out and shit, and I remember me and my cousin used to always joke about it. We used to be like, fuck around with females. Be like, yeah, hey, what's your MySpace? What's your MySpace? Just because you thought it was look funny. And what do you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, people, hey, what's your Instagram? What's your Instagram? That's like,
bro,
the number to people.
It's an
alien. I came up in the when I be a young adult, I had a sidekick in a Metro.
Mm-hmm.
I had my MySpace. I put my AIM name on my little header. So I just add a bunch of females, and I would get random AIMs throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
I had the game down.
Effortless, huh? You didn't have to even
get
up.
That's like 18-year-old me.
Hey. Hey,
this is my confession, bro.
That's it.
The sidekick is what got me driving with no hands, bro. Because, you know, before you had to hit the buttons for the letters. You had to So you needed one hand. But when the sidekick came out, that shit was so big. It's like I can't use. Hold on, like, I gotta use my legs to control the steering wheel.
That was the coolest thing to be able to flip that out. That's you talking about in public flipping that sidekick out. Yeah,
you was doing so.
And then should I, like, even to this day, like, I won't even have nothing in my hands. You know what I'm saying? I'll just be driving with my knees and shit because I'm so used to
it's
it.
It's terrible.
Now.
You should not do that if you listen.
I do that when I'm eating, boy. I'll have a whole ass plate of food, fork and everything, boy. Yeah,
let me ask you this. Knees. So, like, that's an early example of using the technology, but that's not necessarily social media. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Well, we were getting addicted. So you think it's necessary? Is it social media or just our devices in general that's got us looking down all the time? Because you may have not actually been on social media at the time. Now that's the biggest thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, but now our phone can do literally everything.
I think that's a good question. I think
For sure. I think it's definitely an addiction going on. I think I compare social media and a lot of other little things, almost even like video games. You know what I'm saying? I feel like in today's age, bro, it's almost like an escape. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, my life might be one thing, but on the gram, I'm the man, or I'm that bitch, or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Just like in a video game, I might not be hitting all my points in real life, but on this Call of Duty, I'm murking shit. Like, I'm
they
the
know
top.
Me on
I got
here.
All the
I'm,
whatever.
I'm, they you know, know my name. They know my tag when I'm up there.
Exactly. So I think there's a lot of that going on. Like, why be in the present moment when that might not necessarily be my, you know, highest level, when I could just get on the gram and DM people and do all this and that and get hella likes? That's where I get my validation from. I'm not necessarily getting it in real life.
But you think it's all social media, or like, say if we had a blackout week and people go on social media, you think people would put the phones down, or is it there's other things that people take advantage of, especially notifications, right?
Yeah.
Every app designs their notifications to grab your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, do you think it's strictly social media, or is device in general also the problem?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, I think you can say both. I think it's both, because I just think, especially being in America, like we design things to make our life easier. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's humans, right? We made tools that separates us from animals.
Yeah,
we designed the most ultimate tool to do every single thing for us.
But and that's the thing. But on top of that, it comes to a point where you start dumbing yourself down as the human race, because you made everything so easy. Just like, I barely even know how to spell anything now because my phone spells everything.
Out of correct way.
It's just like, I don't even think about it. Like, I was talking to my partner, and I was texting somebody, and it was like the simplest fucking word that I couldn't even think about how to spell it. I'm sitting here like, I'm in my head like, damn, how the fuck? I'm trying to think of the word. I think it was injury. And I was like, injury.
See, I would have good game up. I would have been like, hit that speaker, injury.
I was like, but I didn't want to hit the speaker because I didn't want to seem stupid. So I was just like, I don't want them to be like, nigga, you know how to spell injury? So I was like, injury, what the fuck is it? Is it like energy? Is it like E? I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, shit is, okay. And I just felt hella dumb. And I'm just like, bro, I can't believe I forgot how to fucking spell injury. You know what I'm saying? It's just because I don't write anything no more. You know what I'm saying? I type everything. So it's just like, I just feel like it's dumbing us down to the point where we don't, like, we learned how to read and write because we needed to read and write, mm-hmm. but now we don't have to read or write, so we're just kind of like.
But there is two sides to every, you know.
Yeah,
every,
right.
You know, two sides, right? Because some people utilize that technology and they became billionaires.
Yeah, right.
And some people utilize that to kind of waste their time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but like, it makes you dumber, but there's also things that you could do now that maybe 20 years ago, you could, like, you can literally, you don't have to go to a job interview, right?
Right.
You can download 3 jobs right now today and go to work.
Right, right.
Exactly. And never talk to nobody. Yeah. Now, does that make you dumber? Or is like, wait a minute, you can set, if you use it the correct way,
right.
yeah. you can kind of set yourself up.
But I also
up.
Think that's the thing too about depending on the time period, you feel mm. because we came up in a time where we didn't have none of this. So now that we have it, we know it's easier. But what about the kids that all they know is this? Mm. You know what I'm saying? So like, I just think it gets weird with them as far as like information goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
We got so much information now. It's like, there's almost no reason not to have the right answer.
Right.
Because you can find it.
Yeah.
I think the important thing is like learning how to utilize this all this power that you have in your hand.
In the most productive way and efficient way. And
yeah, like I said, you can use it to watch the entire season of I Love Lucy in a day if you want to. Mm-hmm. Or you can literally figure out any answer to any damn near every question that you can think of.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
That's the problem. Most people don't do that.
Yeah.
They binge watch that. Yeah. They look up, you know.
But I think
how dolphins talk to each other.
It's more entertainment on your phone than for you to learn something, you know what I'm saying, than it is for you to like learn something and be educated about something. So it's just like people, I know we was talking about it last time, like we don't even check the news, we just check Twitter, you know what I'm saying? It's just like,
which is the most dangerous place to check it. You get your news from 40, how many characters you get on Twitter?
I think they let you do like
140, right?
I think they let you do more than that.
But you get like, instead of getting a whole news story, like I'm just going to take these these 4 sentences and like that's enough for me. That's all I need.
Like, word? That's what happened today?
I don't got time to click on it. I'm just going to, need to just.
And then they reposted like, man, this is what's going on. It's just like, bro, you ain't even read the whole story. You just, like, what happened?
I think, but be honest with you though, I think that's just like, social media is just like anything else. You know what I mean? You can say that about going to the gym. You know what I mean? Right. Some people going to get up and go do it. Some people are just going to drive right by it. They put that new gym up. Oh, that's what's up. And just keep driving. I think that's where all them, like, I guess, I don't know if you want to say core values or just character things within you. That's what's going to decide what you do with it. Because I think there's a lot of people that, you know, you look at some sort of influencer, some sort of educator or something, and they're going to look at social media in a whole nother lens. You feel me? Oh, no, this allows me to do this, this, and this. And they won't even be able to tell you all the riff-rap or the ratchet shit that's going, or events or, whatever. They're going to be able to tell you all these, you know, informational things. You know what I mean? So I think it's just like, depends on the person and how they moving, you know?
Right. And I think that's what comes to like, I think that's what comes to what people would just the way they move on social media, I think that tells a lot. To me, social media, just because I move a little different, social media with me helps me identify how people really are and what they really looking for out of people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just like I know who you really are, but this is how you portraying yourself online. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why it's crazy that you brought up the whole gaming thing, because I was thinking about this on the way here, just like, because I was comparing video games to like social media and just like, what is the difference? Because I can meet somebody on the game and get a complete different feel from somebody just like on Instagram or whatever. And I feel like it's only because I'm actually talking to that person. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm actually, because you can't, with images and wordplay, you can fake who you are, but you can't fake when you talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are who you are.
Does that count as catfishing?
There's definitely a layer of catfishing.
You a tough guy on the game, you know?
Right. And that's where this conversation just touched everything, bro. Another thing that just like, as far as people, like, look how many people who died on their live. You know what I'm saying? It's just because they have that ability to talk crazy over the internet.
Yeah.
But now we have the ability to find you over the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Just how many people told them themselves?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just like
that's because attention became like the biggest commodity,
right?
Yeah, you know, and the biggest like the biggest drug almost. Yeah, like attention. Yeah, you know, it's a U.S. export. You know, we probably got the most attention. Like,
and but it's
people,
free.
People's been like they make billions and millions and off. Fuck getting it. Other people's attention. Yeah. Advertising, we're pretty much where everything is. That's where Google makes the most money. It's advertising. It's all about attention and eyes. Mm-hmm. But like people get that, and it's like now once they get some, it's like, all right, shit, I need another hit of this attention. Let me put this line out so I can get somebody looking at me.
And I think the problem with that is people don't care how they get the attention. And that's what's crazy.
It doesn't matter.
They see money revenue regardless. They just like, I'm gonna do this because I know people gonna like this, or it's gonna get retweets, or people gonna follow me if I do this. And it's just like, I just think that's a crazy
all
way
all publicity is good publicity.
All publicity is
that's,
good publicity.
That's definitely teetering on that whole, like, you know, selling your soul type of shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you can come up and get your issue, but
what's
20
it
years
worth?
Down the road, are you going to be looking back like, are you going to get the respect?
Lauryn Hill said it best. How you going to win when you ain't right within?
Uh-huh. There you go.
I ain't got my pads down, man. I missed the hole.
Yeah, he needs a little sprinkle on that.
Yeah, I need something, man. That'll work.
Yeah, stand up for Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, no, I think as humans, you know, we're social beings, you know what I mean? You know, motherfuckers go to the hole, they start tripping out because they don't got that social, right. You know what I mean? Same thing with us out here, you know, you don't have that social interaction, you start going crazy.
Yeah,
start
losing it. And that's a real thing. And it's just like, speaking of that, just jail in general, like, your punishment in jail is to be isolated.
Yeah, that's like the worst thing you could do to a human.
Yeah.
You
know? It's just like, because we need to communicate, even with this whole, you know, COVID shit going on. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, people don't know how to act, bro. It's just like, we need people to hang around. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, shit.
That's out here. You get in trouble. You know, kids get in trouble. Give me your phone. No Instagram. You ain't being social now.
Yeah.
All your social interaction is getting taken away. Yeah. It's the same, you know, same mindset.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Let me ask you this. I think important thing about social media is like how you use it. And I'm to the point, it's like if I didn't sell a service or a product or anything, I wouldn't be on there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have no.
Yeah,
I have
same
no,
here.
When's the last time you guys used social media just for being social? Like that's the general purpose, right? Is to interact with people.
Never.
No, okay, so
I wish we had somebody here who did that where they didn't sell nothing. They weren't trying to. They just on there because their friends and family. Like,
so I got a confession. Another one about that. So check it out. So I'm telling you. So
a whole lot of confessions.
I'm
boy.
Telling you. I got to get it off my chest, huh? So like, check it out. So to that point, I use mostly Instagram for like business, right? I'm not trying to be every time I sit down and eat, every time something happens, I'm trying to flick up and selfie all that. But I did catch myself because, you know, it's just when I go on there, I'm seeing people posting pictures of their kids, this and that. Uh-huh. And I literally caught myself posting pictures like when I'm out with my kids. Uh-huh. Every time I was doing something with kids and I'm posting it, and I had to catch myself like, what? Why am I doing this? Am I trying to like justify to everybody? It got deep, like, because I was on some like, like trying to really be like, no, I am a good dad, y'all. Look, see, you feel me? Yeah. And I was just like, what the fuck? I really fell into the trail. Yeah. I was like literally posting my pictures of my kids, like almost, especially growing up with no dad.
Don't see it, bro, it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. You feel me? And then not having no dad, you kind of have that. Like, I gotta succeed at this. I gotta be better than what I was given, right? So I literally took that platform of Instagram and was trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, look at y'all. I'm whatever. I'm riding bikes with my kids. Yeah. See, I took them to the game and this and that. And I had to catch myself like, bro, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Because I had to get back to reality. Like, I know I am a good dad. I do my thing and all of that to where I don't have to justify and post all pictures. Yeah. But yeah. I had to laugh at myself on that.
I wonder what it makes, like what goes through people's head. There's a lot of people who do need to justify it, like, or if they have like a bad relationship. I got to show every way my relationship is good.
Yeah, that's a
and those one. Are the ones that got the worst.
Listen,
you
know somebody on there that was just talking the world with their relationship, but behind closed doors.
Once you know, if you know them.
Uh-huh. It's just like, what are y'all talking about? It's just like, and then you will see another post with somebody new. You just like, oh, damn, what happened to that? What happened right. to that fantastic relationship?
I'm not gonna lie, I get lost in people that I don't know, like shit like that. Like I don't even know them. And I'm like, oh yeah, what is this? Dude? I don't even know.
Get invested.
I want the rest of the story. It's like entertainment to me. After that point, like or people when people argue, I love that because then I'll go back and forth to see what the other side too. I'm like, huh? I wonder who won this one?
Yeah, like and since we're talking confessions, like on social media confessions, like all the shit that. I don't like to do. I enjoy watching other people do.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm what you
makes
call
you feel better about yourself.
I'm what you call a lurker. Like I'm on your shit, reading everything. Who I'm in everybody business because you telling it.
Yeah. So, oh yeah. So you put it out. That's the thing though. If you put it out there, like you can't get mad at nobody. Yeah,
you,
like
you put it out there. So I'm just I'm a.
It'd be the person they'd be like, oh, and people all up in my business. Like you literally just posted all your business.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm Google. I'm just here collecting data. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody forced you for this.
I'm just collecting data, man. You can.
So what kind of things are you talking about? Like what you wouldn't do, but you like to watch?
Just that. Like I don't. Like just telling your business, like even what you were just talking about, like posting your kids and stuff. Like I won't post my kids at all, just because I feel like I have a different mindset with that, and I just feel like I got a hard time letting people know who I am. Uh-huh. So I just feel like if you don't know me, or if you follow me on Instagram, if you don't know me, I just feel like why do you need to know who my kids are? Why you know what I'm saying? Why you need to know who? I just feel like Instagram's for taking pictures, right? So you're right. gonna see a picture of me and that's it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Especially if you get followed by a bunch of people you don't know.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you have, you know, some people like it's only friends and family. They might have like 100, 200 followers.
Yeah.
Some people got like 8,000. You don't know these people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of that is like not for those people. But some people's like, hey, I need to show these 6,000 people what I ate yesterday and like and where I went on my vacation and like I'll go give them a daily little quote or whatever they want to do.
And I was thinking about that recently. Like I'm planning on like going on vacation. I was thinking, I was literally thinking, I was just like, would I post this? Probably not. And it's just like, because I don't need to show you that I'm doing well. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to show you my life. You feel me? Yeah. That's up to me. And I don't need validation from anybody. So but that's because I'm comfortable with me. Like I don't have to even we was talking about like clothes and shit, like the clothes that people wear and shit like that. I don't need any validation from anybody. So it's just like I can wear what I want to wear, act how I want to act, do what I want to do and feel comfortable with being me because I don't worry about being judged. You know what I'm saying? So I can sleep good at night being me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to take off a mask and be like, man, it was hard doing this. Well, I ain't going to say that because I do wear a mask. Kind
of. We all got masks, man. We all got masks.
But to me, that's part of my character, though. You get what I'm saying? Like me being the person that I need to be at a particular time is a part of my identity to me.
Yeah.
So it's just like I'm a Camille. So it's just like that's who I am to shapeshift. You know what I'm saying?
It sucks though. Sometimes you got to get caught in the trap too. You know, sometimes you have to kind of play the game because everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
For example, I could be busy all week, right? Not post nothing. People just assume like, oh, you ain't doing shit. Or I could just post a bunch of stuff, like shit that I've been doing. And people will literally come to me, oh, I seen you be busy, bro. You've been moving. Yep, I could have just been at home.
Yep.
And they could have just been, I'm like, I just decided to post some stuff on a story for 4 days straight. And they're like, oh, man, you've been working. I see you out there doing this.
Yes.
They don't know, like, the times where I'm just so busy that I haven't been posting. Yeah. But to some people's eyes, like, you ain't doing nothing because they didn't see it.
If it's not on the gram, it's not happening. And that's the flip side. How you were saying, like, you know, I don't need to show what I'm doing. Cause I said the same thing, you know, posted about my kids. But then on the flip side of that, bro, like when I might post like some healthy shit I just made, or I post, you know, me rocking my crystals or some herbs I bought or something like that. And I realized like,
you feel like you realize you posting like good energy though.
Yeah, to where I get a lot of attention where people be like, oh,
you
man,
like
that's
that attention?
Good. It's the attention, but not even so much. It's more so like it's actually inspiring other people.
Using it in a good way, like being responsible with your platform.
Because they'll be like, oh, where'd you get those herbs, or where, you know, how'd you make that, or whatever. To where I really switched my perspective on social media. And it did teach me, like, this shit is what you make it. You know what I mean? I could post, be flexing money, this and that. I'm going to get one type of attention.
Right.
I could post, I'm going on a hike and doing this. And then somebody might watch and be like, damn, man, this motherfucker getting it in, man. Yeah. Man, let me get my ass and go to the gym. Like, people really move like that to where that's why I kind of, like, started just.
But, you know, that it goes to that, too, because, like, if somebody's putting out something is false, and then people are like, oh, they're influenced by that as well. Mm-hmm, like, you, mm-hmm. say if you did all that shit and you ain't doing none of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now I'm asking you for advice. Like, bro, you ain't yep. about that life, but, yep. you know.
But you still, you know, yeah some and, people go, you
and,
know.
And that's what's crazy. It's funny, I just had deja vu, bro.
That means you're in the right path,
that's
man.
That's the mud water, bro.
Man. Oh, it's kicking in. Right,
I'm kicking like, man, I've been here before, bro.
That's what they do.
But that... On the flip side of that, I feel like I don't see nothing wrong with lying or false claiming something positive. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I don't like say if you did post all that spiritual shit and you just post Quistalos, but you can be a deadbeat ass motherfucker. You
yeah,
feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
But I just feel like so what? You put the good energy out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't portraying who you are. Yeah, he a hypocrite, but he didn't let you know that what he was doing was all right. He let you know, look, this is what it is, this is what it's about. I may not be doing that because I'm not that good of a person yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know what's wrong when I see it.
You know, bro, that's what you see when you see you see people, you know, I mean, personally, and they ain't up to no good, or maybe on a certain path, but they will post these deep ass quotes and life quotes, or artists might say something and they'll post it like some inspirational shit. And you'd be like, man, what the fuck? You don't know. You just, whatever. You just got in a whole ass fist fight. You in your 30s. You just got a fight at the club and now you posted, you know, some old crazy inspirational shit. But like you said, at this end of the day, if somebody watches that, they don't happen to know that motherfucker got in a fight at the club the night before. They just see that. And it pushes them in the right direction, then hey, so be it. You know what I'm saying?
And that's another thing with social media, though. It's just like, it all comes down to, why are you posting this to me? Because to me, it matters. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like I was telling you earlier, just about like movies and shit, like being like pandering. Like, if I feel like you're doing that, if you post a good quote and I just feel like you're doing it to get attention, I'm gonna take that the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna piss me off. And it's just like, if you don't mean that shit.
Taking advantage of the time. It's like, oh yeah, it's a perfect time to say this because everybody else is
like,
on.
Man, look, I know it's been hard out there and people need to stick together, man. And da-da-da. I'm like, man, shut that shit up. Man, I know you, bro. Like,
especially if you ain't about sticking together. Like, bro, you're the last person that's gonna go abide by this information. Like,
you just made a song that killed everybody on there, bro. Like, what is going on?
But also, too, how we perceiving these people and what they're posing. Something is to say is to be said about us too,
right? For sure, because
you take shit a certain way when you feeling a certain way.
Yeah.
If I'm all positive,
oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm like, oh yeah, they was that's what's up. They posted that. If I'm feeling kind of down, I'm like, man,
I'm
fuck
mad at
this
everything. Yeah, I'm mad
this
at everything.
Lie, you know what
like,
I'm saying?
Oh damn, oh man, y'all stick, y'all keep y'all headed, man. Fuck you, you don't know what I'm feeling, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, for real, bro.
I'm out here hurting, nigga.
Straight up.
But yeah, now you're absolutely right, man. So, you're absolutely right. That definitely shapes a lot.
Yeah,
based on how you feeling. Yeah.
So
wrap this shit up, man.
Yeah, so we definitely addicted. Like I said, I'm definitely gonna say that we're addicted for sure. I think we're addicted to all kinds of things. My belief is just be addicted to some positive shit.
Only thing about this addiction is like it ain't going nowhere.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You have to if you don't utilize it the correct way, you're gonna fall on a trap, which I think most people do.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
small percentage doesn't. And mm-hmm. I think you can kind of tell which the small percentage is, like how the quality of their life is different from the majority's, you mm-hmm. know, of how they use it. And you can just kind of see it.
Yeah.
But being the addiction, is that, are you guys talking about the addiction as far as the attention goes or just dealing with social media or just dealing with like devices?
Yeah, I think it's more device attention because that's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, when you know, people would be talking about like, I'd never get a microchip. I'd never do this.
Yeah,
they gonna
yeah.
do this. You've been holding the microchip in your hand for the last 10 years.
Yep,
you go to sleep with it by your pillow. It's just not embedded in your skin yet.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, so that's real.
Like, when's the last time anybody at this table left the house without their phone on purpose?
Never.
Nah,
I tell you one thing, when I do, I feel very relaxed.
Yeah, I did one day where I turned my phone off for the day and everybody thought I was dead.
Oh,
but
yeah, same
but it felt like I was quiet. Like
yeah,
I'm
the type that get mad when my phone ring. Like my phone is always on silent because I hate the noise of it. I hate when it rings, I'm like, who's calling me and why? You know what I'm saying?
But we choose to carry this device that annoys us with us though.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's not
yeah.
we can leave it at home and not even turn it on. But we're gonna wake up and like, man, what's first
I
thing
told
we do?
My cousin, he was just like, man, why you never answer your phone? I said, dude, I got a phone to make calls, not to receive them, bro.
You gotta get it, like you gotta do what them old dudes do. They get a flip phone because they just want to talk. Yeah. That's it.
Bro,
like,
I've been trying to find one.
Hey, I thought about it too.
I've been trying to find one.
All you do is call and I don't know, you can probably text on there. You gotta hit the button three times.
But the only reason why I'm bringing up the whole addiction thing, because I'm thinking about before social media, do you think people were still like like basically lying to people who don't know them just to get that attention to be like, oh, even when you come to females, like, oh yeah, I did, I messed with her or whatever, or yeah. she used to be on me too. Yeah.
Oh, like, I think they was for sure doing it. It's just yeah. amplified now. Yeah, just like everything else. It's yeah. just.
I think that's what technology did in you know, with everything,
sped everything up, amplified everything. It.
It's like why, you know, whatever it is, why call one person and tell them, oh, I'm having I'm having an event at a club or something, when I can press a button and tell. Thousands yeah. of people, yeah. you know what I mean? It's our abilities are just sped up so yeah. much, you know what I mean? Why would I get, you know, put on an outfit and go to the corner store or something, and then one person might be like, oh, bro, them shoes clean or whatever, like your fit or whatever. Yeah. When I post a picture, now I got, you know, 50 comments saying, oh, that shit fire, whatever. It's yeah. just, you know, it's like, why do a little bit when I have so much power to do a lot? So that's why I think it's like you said, it's not going nowhere. It's so embedded in our culture. It's up to us, though, to like manage it and use it efficiently and positive and
with a purpose too.
With a purpose.
If you have no purpose, someone's yep. going to determine the purpose for you.
Yep.
It's like a default.
But exactly. that's where I think the trick comes in, because we're told how to use it, but we're not told how to manage it. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it becomes chaos.
Right.
And
that's why knowledge is power, man.
Chaos.
That's why
is
we're doing this.
Entertaining.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's a big part of why we're doing this, because people just don't really talk about these issues as much. You know right, what I mean?
Right. I think some people don't want to acknowledge that too. Like, if you ask certain people, like if you ask somebody who's just literally on there because it's a time waster, and you know whatever, they don't sell nothing. They don't try to promote nothing. It's whatever. They're on there just to waste time. They're not going to admit like I'm out here to waste my time. They'll never say. They don't want people to tell them like no, like hey, you're not like you're on there just to look at nothing all day. And then now,
whoever's listening to this,
pull the service down.
I just got unfollowed by like 18 people.
Whoever's listening to this, I want y'all to seriously look at the time used on your phone and just try to do better every week. You know what I'm saying? Try to do better every week from what you're doing on your phone, especially if it's not business related. Like if you're just stalling time.
If your purpose is entertainment.
Yeah.
There's just too many ways to get entertained now.
And not only that, not even with your phone. Think about the time, how much time you use at home. Like how many shows have you watched today? What you could have been doing something.
Exactly.
You didn't watch the whole season of Game of Thrones in one night. You know what I'm saying?
I've done that, and it's not that Game of Thrones is a good ass show. So let's not slander.
Fuck y'all. I'm gonna watch my show.
Let's not slander it.
Hey, sometimes I go home and tell myself, man, what TV show that I'm about to just fall in love with today? You know what I'm saying? Like I'm planning to do nothing all day.
But you deserve that now and then, just not every day.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to slide this in there, especially if you're in a position where like, oh man, you know, I wish I could do this, or I wish I go on this vacation, I wish I could afford this, need a new car, whatever it is. If it's some financial shit and you binge watch a series and that shit took you whatever 15 hours in the last 2 days or whatever it was, how much you make hourly at your job, do the math, and you just paid that to watch that show. Look at it like that, and you're going to get sick to your stomach.
That's
deep. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to throw the TV out the window.
You're going to get sick to your stomach, because you're going to literally, if you put in this perspective, I traded whatever, buying my kid this or doing this, going on vacation. I traded that to watch, you know, whatever it is, The Office, you know, for the last 3 days. That's really when you compute money and time and all that.
Especially when you've seen them episodes of The Office, like, does that count as double time?
And it's funny that you bring that up, because that's how I watch movies and shows. Like, I think about, damn, oh, this shit is 2 hours. Like, damn, do I want to invest in this, though? Because it may not be good, and I'm going to be mad if it's weak. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's
closing statement, man.
The mud's at the bottom.
The mud's at the bottom, man.
Need some more water, man. That's all. Need some more water.
The mud's at the bottom, man. The technology ain't going nowhere, and we just gonna have to learn how to manage it, man.
Yeah, just use it as a tool and learn how to play the field, just like a lot of other things.
Once you know the game, know how to play it, baby.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. See you on the next one.
Case closed, baby.
Yes, sir.
It's Matters Adjourned.